Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the ACC Football Academy podcast. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. As always, I'm Chris Burgess, and I'm joined by my man, Ridge Moss. And Ridge, let's talk some ACC football, man.
It's been another great week of ACC football. There were some buys, though, so it wasn't as, you know, heavy as it has been in the past few weeks.
A lot of buys, man. We only got four ACC games this week. What is going on?
I know. Like, I've never seen so many teams go on a bye, you know?
Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty – I looked at the slate of games, and I was like, wow, it's really not that much for ACC. Luckily, there was a lot of good, you know, other conference games.
Yeah, for sure.
So, a lot of really good matchups. I think the Big Ten had a couple of really good games. So, I guess we'll get right into it if you're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just want to say, guys, this will be a little shorter of a podcast. Not too bad, but obviously it's only four games. I mean, usually, you know, we got like 8, 9, 10 games. So, we're going to go through it as usual as well. So, starting out with Louisville taking down Boston College 41-39. Really good high-scoring game. Basically no defense whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, like we said in the past podcast, I mean, Boston College, they're kind of just tail spinning out of control.
They started the season out so good, man. I was thinking, man, they're going to be a real tough team to face for anybody.
Yeah, but who knows what direction they're going to go in now. They might not even make a bowl game this year.
Yeah, I mean, that's back-to-back losses now for Boston College. Obviously, last week they fell to Wake Forest. This week they lose to Louisville. Like I said, I know we spoke about it in the past, but I really like Scott Satterfield as a hire at Louisville. I really think he's going to get that program going.
Well, it's one of those hires that it just fits like a glove, you know. Like they leave, or, you know, Petrino leaves, and they bring in almost probably a better version of him to take over. It's a very smart hire.
The Gemini man of
Joe
Petrino. So,
I mean, it's good to see that they get that kind of a hire in there.
Yeah, and I, you know, as far as the outlook of Louisville, you know, they've dropped a couple games, obviously, but
but it's as expected, really, because, I mean, like I said, you have a new coaching staff. You're trying to implement a game plan or whatever it may be.
But we're talking about a team that went 2-10 last year. I think it was like 0-8 in the ACC. So we're talking about you can already see some pretty clear improvements with staff changes player changes.
Well, on the flip side, like I said, they wasn't really competitive last season. And now, you know, you turn it around a year later and they're already playing better than they were even last year. So, who knows? They might sneak into a bowl game this year if they keep winning. Yeah. I know a lot of people have them finishing last, but it might be Boston College that finishes in last place in the ACC.
Yeah, which is – I don't think a lot of people saw that one coming, to be honest. You know, like we've said in the past, I mean, Boston College obviously has some great running backs, but, I mean, you can't lean on only running backs.
You can't be one-dimensional. It doesn't matter if you're playing high school football or college, especially even in the NFL. If you're one-dimensional, defensive coordinators will just take advantage of you. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess with that said, you want to just roll to the next game? You got anything else you want to add to the Louisville game?
Nah, I pretty much said everything I needed to say, I guess. I mean, like I said, it was a great game to watch. It was very entertaining to watch.
Yeah, sure. I mean, another good ACC win for Scott Satterfield and Louisville. So, you know, Louisville fans, I personally think you have something to be excited about going into the future. I really do. I think Scott Satterfield is a very knowledgeable, young, very up-to-date coach.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's definitely – we'll see that hire start paying dividends with years to come. Like I said, he's very similar, if not better, than Petrino. And like I said, I think they're going to be a team to watch out for even next year. They're not going to be an easy out for anybody, for that matter.
No, I don't think so either. I guess moving on here, we try to keep this podcast as unbiased as possible. We are both Florida State fans, but this next game has got to put a smile on Florida State fans' faces as Virginia Tech takes down Miami 42-35. You know, we'll get our laughs out, and then we'll go right back to being unbiased. You know, I don't know, man. You know, you look in Blacksburg this season, and you're like, what a disaster.
Yeah.
What a disaster in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, because it's not like they're really changing their philosophy that much, because they hired the coach that was already there anyway. So I don't understand how they're playing so bad, because they didn't really lose anybody. I mean, I know they have a new quarterback, but he's not that bad. That's the thing. I don't really know what's going on in Miami. I can't really pinpoint.
And I want to say, like, they really made this game a lot closer than it really was, because wasn't it at one point like 28-0 or something?
Yeah, it really was. So, I mean, it should have been a blowout. But, you know, with Virginia Tech playing the way they're playing, it was only a matter of time before they let Miami back into the game, really.
Yeah, I mean, a good win for Virginia Tech. Not many of those this season for the Hokies. Yeah. So, you know, they'll certainly take the victory. And I mean, they're – as a Miami fan, you have to be just kind of scratching your head.
They have not played well at all this year, really.
No, and I mean, you know, when the first game of the season, obviously people are going to make mistakes. You know, you don't really know what teams have. Even if it's two good teams facing each other, they usually make a few mistakes they wouldn't normally make. Yeah. And I think going into the – or coming out of the Miami and Florida game, I think a lot of folks were kind of optimistic about Miami and this season. But it has just – derailed.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't know, maybe, I don't know, I'm starting to think, is Diaz the right hire for the job? He might be, but I don't know. It's not looking good, because I expected better out of Miami than this. Like, really, I thought Miami's ceiling could be 9 wins, and now I don't even know if they're the way they're playing, they might not make a bowl game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's not like it gets any easier for Miami, because, you know, they play us in a few weeks as well. So we're looking to revenge last year's loss to them.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it never should have happened anyway. The game was 27-7. I think that loss – I know you don't usually put losses on certain players. That loss is on DeAndre Francois. I don't care what anyone says. He threw that crucial pick that got him down there. Yeah. It's just that turned the whole game around. It was 27-7. It never should have been a loss at all.
But honestly, I'm kind of glad it happened, Chris. I know it's kind of crazy to say, but that loss probably got him out of the program, which I'm glad, frankly. Let him be Florida Atlantic's problem, because we put up enough with him.
Yeah, and we have not missed him whatsoever this season. No. At all.
I haven't even thought.
Has played great. Blackman's played way better than Francois. And I think both the quarterbacks we have now, both of the quarterback options we have now, really we have more, but both the ones we have available right now are way better options.
And really, I haven't even thought about Francois until you brought him up just seconds ago. Because that's how it really
is. I'm sorry about
that. I mean, I don't even hate the kid, but like, whenever you don't have a winner's mentality, and then like your skill set is average to below average to begin with, I mean, it's just a recipe for disaster, honestly. Now, granted, on the flip side, our offensive line did not play as well as they are playing now. But honestly, I don't even think Francois, even if he was on the team this year, we'd be playing that well. Just my opinion.
No. We'll move on there from the Virginia Tech game. Obviously, that is a big win for Virginia Tech this season. 42-35 win over Miami. Sorry, Miami. So, North Carolina taking down Georgia Tech 38-22. Not a big surprise North Carolina wins this game. But can we talk about a more wishy-washy team than North Carolina? I mean, they give up 22 to Georgia Tech, who only scored 2 on, Temple last week.
Yeah.
So we're talking about they give up more points to Georgia Tech than they do Clemson. I don't understand North Carolina this season. I don't know if they're looking ahead to good teams and just kind of playing, kind of winging the more bad teams. I'm not sure what's going on there.
I mean, I can't really pinpoint them as well. Because, like I said, they started off the year on fire against South Carolina and Miami. But, I mean, I guess looking back, I don't know how impressive those wins are either. But I mean, they show up for the good competition, and then they turn around and lose to Appalachian
State. It seems like they really play to their competition. That is what I'm taking from this season 100%.
Now, on the flip side, I think going forward, they're going to be a really good team. But, I mean, we haven't got to that point yet, and we're probably about a year away before it actually takes unfold – or unfolds, I should say. But, yeah, they are definitely the textbook definition of what's going on in the ACC this year, really, thus far.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly believe they have the right coach going forward. Now, I don't know realistically how long Mac Brown's going to coach. I mean, the guy he's old.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The guy's old. And he looks like he's about to lose his mind on the sideline sometimes. I don't know if this was kind of like one last hurrah. He wants to come in and get a few wins, or if he's going to stick around a few seasons. I don't know what's going to happen. But if they do move forward with Mac Brown, if he continues to coach, I do think there will be a pretty decent football team in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Well, you have to adjust your scale based on whatever the team is. Even with a great coach like Mac Brown, I think he is a great coach. But, I mean, you can only do so much with the University of North Carolina. I mean, who honestly thinks that they're going to win a national championship? I don't. Not unless you're going to tell me he's going to get another Vince Young. If he gets another Vince Young, then I guess, yeah, they're going to win a national championship. But
yeah, the odds of that are very slim.
Yeah, he's a once-in-a-100-year player, pretty much.
Yeah. So I guess moving on, you know, not really a surprise there, but it is a surprise how many points they get with Georgia Tech, in my opinion. But obviously,
considering how much offense Georgia Tech has not for this year.
But yeah, going back to, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but North Carolina, you got to stop playing your competition, man. Just play your best every game. Because, like I said, the Appalachian State was just, what?
Yeah, I know.
And then you could have upset Clemson. How does that make sense?
I don't know. I honestly don't. I mean, in fairness, Appalachian State is not a bad team. Let's just be honest. But, I mean, you should not have a problem beating Appalachian State.
Well, definitely not if you outplay Clemson.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. But we're going to move on from that one to Pittsburgh taking down Duke 33-30. I don't have a lot to say about this game other than I thought personally Duke was going to win just because of the kind of weird year Pittsburgh's had. But, you know, it's a good win for Pittsburgh. And they did, if I'm not mistaken, didn't they do that? Didn't this game have a crazy ending? I can't remember.
I'm trying to think. I think it did, but I'm trying to think back because we were watching so many games this past weekend. Just because, yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot of ACC football games, so we're trying to, you know, cipher through 20 other games in the SEC, the Big Ten. Off the top of my head, I can't remember, to be honest, Chris.
Yeah, I can't either. But not much to really say. Obviously, Pittsburgh wins 33-30. That's a good win for Pittsburgh. You know, I'm not sure what the line was going into the game, but I would think Duke was probably picked to win.
You would think so. But, I mean, like I said, going back to Pittsburgh, I mean, they're right on track of what they've already been. So, I mean, they're probably going to lose next week. So
they're just so wishy-washy, man. I just don't know what to make of them. But that goes for a lot of teams this season, man. There's just so many crazy, weird things going on.
I don't know. It's one of the weirdest seasons I've seen from the ACC. I mean, it's made our job 20 times harder. I'm not trying to complain, but it's just like, you know, you think you know something's going to happen, and then just the totally opposite happens. And it's not like it's been like 1 week. It's been like every week there's been just
yeah,
upsets.
And I think eventually, and I wish I would have thought about this earlier in the season, I probably would have started it this season. But I want to kind of get into like a pick 'em type thing. Maybe like we can have like some guys, maybe some of our fans on the page or something. Maybe we'll have like a pick 'em where we'll do something. We'll announce like winners and things for the weeks, and that'd be pretty fun to do because this season there would be a lot of middle of the road people. I don't see a lot of people picking a lot of winners in these games this season.
I don't think Miss Cleo could have predicted this season.
No, this would not be the season to place a lot of bets.
No,
I'm just gonna put it that way. I mean, it's unbelievable the things I've seen. You know, just this week we had, you know, Tennessee. Obviously, the final score, Georgia blows out Tennessee. But the whole game, I was thinking, wow. At one point, Tennessee was beating Georgia. So I was thinking, what is going on?
I mean, it's not just to the ACC. I mean, it's been across the landscape of college football. It's just been
I'm just waiting on Rod Sterling to bust through my wall with a cigarette and say, you're now entering the Twilight Zone at some of these games. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It really is. Like, to think, I can't even think back from memories past of a season quite like this, honestly. Like, just, and it's not even so much the upsets, it's to the teams that they're losing to. Like,
and none of the top teams, in my opinion, at least like the top four or five teams, look that impressive to me.
No.
None of them. I think they all look beatable.
Well, even some of the games that they've won, I mean, if you look at some of the schedules that these top four teams are playing, it's laughable. Like,
yeah.
It's absolutely a joke.
I think one of the dark horses, as far as the SEC goes, Florida, they're looking pretty decent.
And then you have
LSU. I think LSU, when they go into Tuscaloosa, that's going to be a great game.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I don't know much about LSU's defense. I don't think it's that great, but their offense is something else, man.
It really is.
They are putting up some numbers.
But, I mean, like you said, I mean, I don't know if they have the defense to stop Alabama, but I don't even know how good Alabama really is. I mean, who has Alabama played? Can somebody name somebody legitimate that they have played?
I don't even know. You know, people probably want to say like Texas A&M or something, but I'm like, no. I don't think Texas A&M is the team I would even mention that I played.
No.
You know, and the Clemson fans try to say that, like, you know, well, we played Texas A&M. I'm like, yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, have you not seen where they failed to? I mean, yeah, you played when they were number 11, and now
I'm going to be honest, man. If you look at SEC teams, I know this ACC podcast, we're kind of trailing off into the SEC, but I'm just talking football in general here.
Yeah.
I think Florida is one of the most impressive SEC teams right now, definitely defensively. I mean, they shut down Auburn, who I really thought Auburn would put some points on Florida. They didn't. Florida shut them down. And, I mean, it's no surprise. Florida's always pretty much got a really good defense. But they look impressive.
I know, especially with their quarterback going down, too. That's the thing.
Yeah, and that's a huge win. I think Auburn was ranked, like, what, seventh?
Yeah, Florida was number 10. So, you know, Florida's going to jump up. I mean, it's like Florida might beat Georgia this year. I don't really know what to make of Georgia either. Like,
I mean, who would have thought a year ago that Florida – I mean, I know Florida was a good team. But who would have thought Florida could be in the mix to win the SEC? Because I'm telling you, they really look like they could be. Georgia does not look that impressive to me right now, especially in that Tennessee game when they were losing 14-10 to Tennessee.
Well, I'll say this about Florida. As much as I hate that team with a fiery passion, I mean, if you look at all the schedules and the landscape of college football, I think Florida has had the hardest stretch of games than any other team.
And it's going to continue.
They've came out on top in every single one of them. I mean, they start the year against Miami, which is not an easy team. I don't even care what they're playing like right now. That is not an easy team, and it's a rivalry game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out on top. I mean, and every game they've played since, they've came out on top.
Right.
So, I mean,
well,
they're
definitely
scary.
Yeah, I agree. Getting back to the ACC – obviously, we went on a little rant there, but once you start talking college football, that's kind of why we all love it.
Yeah.
So, Pittsburgh taking down Duke 33-30, and that really concludes our games this week. It was only four, like I said, which is pretty unheard of. There is a lot of bye weeks this week.
Yeah.
I know for sure Florida State and Clemson are both on a bye because their matchup's coming up next week. So, next week. And, I'm looking forward to that game, but as for the games on this slate, that is it. Do you have anything you want to add for the games, Ridge? I know we're going to get into final thoughts, but
no. I mean, I feel like we covered pretty much everything as far as ACC goes. Like I said, it's been kind of topsy turvy season so far. I don't know direction it might. Who knows? I guess. if you're going to say one way it's trending, probably is. But, I mean, like I said, I don't know. It's not just specifically to the SEC. I mean, it's the same case across the landscape of college football, like I said. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know who to put into the playoff right now, because I just need to see more. I guess Georgia, because they have had a decent schedule so far, because they have played Notre Dame. I guess I would put them into the college football playoff. I probably would put LSU into the college football playoff. I mean, we know Alabama's good, but I mean, are they really deserving to be in the college football playoff is more of my thoughts with them.
We're certainly going to find out when LSU rolls into Tuscaloosa. I think that's going to be a really defining game for the SEC and who's going forward.
Yeah.
I guess with that said, we'll move on into final thoughts here.
Yeah.
So this week on Final Thoughts, we're going to be looking at the media bias and the poll bias towards the SEC and how they kind of disrespected Clemson this week. I've always been a believer in, you know, if you're the champion, you remain number one. And I don't like Clemson. I'm just going to be real with you people. I don't like Clemson. Even though we keep it unbiased here on the podcast, as a Florida State fan, I do not like Clemson.
No.
And myself and Ridge both live in South Carolina, so we live with their fans around, and we don't like them. just being real. But I've always been a believer that if you're the champion, you stay number one until you're beaten, which Clemson has not been beaten. Yes, they had a tough win against North Carolina, screeched out a win there, but they did win, and they're undefeated, and the polls move them down to the number two spot. Ridge, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I just don't see how it's fair that you can do that to a team that wins. You know, now if they were lost, okay, but I mean, a win is a win.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if you win by 1,000 or you win by 1 point. I mean, it's a win.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really can. Like I said, it's one thing. I guess if maybe you would have moved somebody else, like maybe Georgia or LSU in front of them, because they actually have a tough schedule. But mm-hmm. who has Alabama played? Like, let's just be honest. Who have they played in order to get, you know, garner that spot? I just don't understand. Like, I truly don't.
No, I don't either.
I mean, could somebody just tell me what's going on here? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. I don't see how they get moved down. You know, obviously they went into a tough environment up there at North Carolina. And like we've said in the past, everybody is coming for you when you're the number one team. You're going to get everyone's best shot. North Carolina gave them the best shot they had and could have seriously won the game. But that does not justify taking a number one team out of number one when they have to win that game.
I got their schedule pulled up right now, Chris. Now, they have blown out everybody that they've played thus far. But here's their schedule. First game, Duke. Second game, New Mexico State. Third game, South Carolina. Fourth game, Southern Miss. And then last week, they beat Ole Miss. Now, you tell me, on the team that they've played so far, who couldn't beat those teams?
How do any of those wins move them past Clemson?
I know. They didn't even play a ranked team. Clemson at least played Texas A&M, a ranked team at the time. Like, who on that schedule have they played that's worth anybody thus far? Can somebody please tell me? Like, honestly, I'm not even, like, trying to rant, but I'm just saying, what case do they have to be made? And, of course, once again, like we said, the SEC bias and ESPN – oh, Alabama's the greatest team. They could beat the New England Patriots 59-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's such a clear bias. And, you know, some people have said drop them down even farther.
I mean, that's just crazy to me. It truly is. I mean, like I said, I don't like Clemson. And granted, I don't really know how to gauge Clemson to a certain degree. But, I mean, if you're the problem is, the big problem that I have more so than not is just – when it comes to Alabama, it's the eye test. It's deserving. It's whatever. But then you take another team, and you don't use the same criteria for it.
Yeah, and I mean, people want to, you know, people ask me, like, you know, do you think Clemson's good as they were last year? No, I don't. I don't think they are as good as they were last year. But that doesn't change the fact they have not lost. Well, I don't think Alabama's as good as they were last year.
That's what I was going to say. Like, can you honestly say that Alabama's just as good as last year? I mean, Alabama's main games are LSU and Auburn. That's it. The rest of it, they're going to run through them. They have here is who's left on their schedule. Texas A&M, shocker. They're going to beat them by 40 points. And then they play Tennessee, beat them by 40 points. And then they play Arkansas, probably going to beat them by 40 points. And then they have LSU, and then they go to Mississippi Mississippi State. They're probably going to beat them by 40 points. And then they play Western Carolina, my God. And then they finish the year against Auburn.
See, this is what ESPN does, or the coaches' polls, or whatever you want to look at. They will put, you know, they'll rank Auburn, they'll rank LSU, they'll rank these teams high. Even, you know, they do look impressive, but there's other teams that look impressive. But what they'll do is they'll rank them higher than they really should be, because, I mean, you just saw Florida dismantle Auburn. So they'll do that, and then they'll say, well, Alabama still has three top 10 teams on the schedule. Well, yeah, because you put them there, and they don't really deserve to be there.
No.
But, you know, they look at Clemson and they say, well, they don't really have any ranked teams left on their schedule. Well, it's not Clemson's fault as the defending champions to make sure their opponents, like in the ACC, are ranked. That has nothing to do with Clemson.
And also, they make these schedules 3 years out, too. So, I mean, they don't really know what these teams are going to be like when they schedule them. Like, when they scheduled Texas A&M, Texas A&M was actually a good team. Now, they're not a good team this year. And I don't know if they're going to ever get to that point again. But, I mean, my biggest gripe with Alabama is with them, they always use, well, look at what they have achieved. Look what they have achieved. They've won 5 national titles. So that's going to be an automatic indicator that they're going to be good. But they won't use that same standard with Clemson. Clemson No. is your defending national champion. They beat Alabama by like 40 points, but yet you're not going to put them ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a team that beat Alabama 44-16, and Alabama's ranked ahead of them.
Yeah, and Alabama's played nobody at all.
Yeah, like, how does that make any sense? I just don't get it.
It's just a bias. You could tell. If that doesn't prove to you folks that the ESPN is so SEC biased, I don't know what can. Like, either you're blind or you just don't care, and you want to be ignorant to the fact, I guess.
It's certainly a slap in the face to the Clemson football program, in my opinion. You know, and I mean, Clemson may like not being the number one team. Obviously, that adds a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think anybody really cares at this point in the season where they are. I think it's more so, you know, you kind of want to stay around the top four, obviously.
Yeah.
But with Clemson's remaining schedule, dropping them down did not help them at all, because now they're really going to have to kind of hope for other teams to lose, which in the SEC, I see a couple of those top teams dropping, obviously, because they have to play each other. And
I'm just all about being fair. I don't care. Like I said, if Alabama would have had one ranked team in their first 5 games and they beat them like 59-0, then okay, they deserve to go ahead of Clemson. But they haven't done that. That's the thing.
I would say Clemson's played a harder schedule.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, South Carolina, dumpster fire. New Mexico State, my God. Duke, we don't even know. They're week to week. And then Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss is trash.
And the Duke game was the first game of the season, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous to even think. Like, it's just crazy to me. I'm about to look up Ole Miss's schedule and see what their record is, because I don't even know. But I'm curious. I'm just kind of curious, because that's probably the hardest team that Alabama's played.
I don't think it's good. I can tell you that. I saw them lose to a team they shouldn't have lost to.
Okay, they're 3-1 at home, but they're 0-2 away. So they lost to Memphis the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lose to California.
Yeah, the California game was the one I watched. Yeah.
I mean, California's ranked, but they lose to Memphis. And you're going to beat your chest, Alabama? You're going to beat your chest on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're world beaters for sure. Your schedule, it's so head and shoulders. It's harder than everybody else's.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. It's just so BS. Everybody knows it is. I honestly don't even want to watch ESPN. Only reason why
it is
because it's the only team. It's like the only games that they filter towards is ESPN. Because if they didn't have the college football playoff, nobody would watch that trash.
No. Well, I mean, unless you want to keep ranting, Rich, I'm going to...
Yeah, I'm good. I just,
take your blood pressure pill, calm down. No, I'm just kidding. But,
I mean, but yeah, you see my point?
Yeah, I think every ACC fan sees it. Obviously, the SEC fans are going to argue and say it's not biased, but it's so biased. It's unreal. It really is.
On the flip side, thank
God for
teams.
The ACC network, even though it is through ESPN. Thank God for it, because all they talk about is ACC, so I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I mean, there are great SEC teams, but they're dumpster fires too, and I just don't understand why they won't go ahead and admit that. That's
and they're not good every single year anyways. Like, none of them are. You know, except Alabama, they seem to be at the top every year, but, you know, Clemson pretty much dismantled them last season, so.
Well, let's take – this be the last – thought on this, but just take Alabama, right? Those were some great teams.
Mm-hmm.
But that just proves how terrible your conference is. It just does. If your conference is that conference and it's head and shoulders the hardest thing that's in college football, how does a team win 5 national championships out of that conference?
Yeah, and I think last season, before Alabama got dismantled by Clemson, I think Alabama won like their games by a margin of around like 30 points.
I mean, how does that happen? I'm just saying, it doesn't matter how great your team is. Even look at some NFL teams that are in some of these divisions that are great teams. They don't win that every year because the competition is that good. It's the same case in college football. It can't be that. It can't be the conference is that great, but Alabama just smashed. I mean, trust me, it's not that. I'm telling you. If your conference is that great, one team is not going to win. Because they all recruit high. They all look at
the SEC is top heavy, just like every other conference, and they act like every team is Alabama caliber, and they're not at all.
No, but like I said, we can go ahead and wrap this this podcast up.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Got to cool down now. once you start talking about ESPN, man, it just makes you want to get a little hot. But
yeah.
Yeah, so obviously Clemson getting the shaft from the polls, but you know maybe they'll keep winning and prove them wrong again. We'll see going forward. But Clemson and Florida State this weekend should be a good game, and a lot of other good games on the slate.
I think there's 10 ranked games coming in this season?
Yeah, this is going to be a great weekend of college football. Oh, yeah. So.
This podcast coming up might be about an hour long because there's going to be a lot of great topics to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. So, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out the show, guys. If you haven't already, check out our Facebook page, the ACC Football Academy Podcast. You can just type that in your search bar up at the top. It should pop right up. Also, head on over to Twitter if you're a Twitter user. We have a Twitter at the ACC Football Academy Podcast RC. And go ahead and leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. Give us a follow. And we will definitely be catching you guys on the next one. As always, I'm Chris Burgess.
I'm Ridge Moss.
And we'll see you guys next time.